Simmering tensions over territory and oil resources in the South China Sea resurfaced as China lectured U.S. diplomat Robert Wang over the U.S. State Department's criticism of China for its raising the administrative status of Shansha, an island in the disputed territory, and setting up a new military garrison in the South China Sea. Recent talks by the Association of Southeast Asia Nations, ASEAN, broke down over a disputed code of conduct for the South China Sea, a key shipping lane carrying over $5 billion in trade each year. Asian security analysts say hardliners in China have driven recent moves in the South China Sea over their fear of a growing U.S. military presence in Southeast Asia. China's hawks also charge that the U.S. is behind territorial claims by Vietnam and the Philippines, challenging China's authority in the region. The state-run People's Daily newspaper also asserts that China's core interests are at stake in the South China Sea, similar to the nation's claims in Tibet and Xinjiang in western China. The international crisis group Stephanie Klein-Albrandt observed, "Energy exploration in these disputed waters will lead to more diplomatic rows and possibly skirmishes between surveying and law enforcement vessels of opposing claimants." For decades, Bolivia's coca growers resisted drug eradication campaigns funded by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, which had sparked violence. Coca farmers won a significant victory in 2004 when they won the right to grow small family plots of coca. In 2009, Bolivia expelled the DEA and became the only South American country to pull out of the United Nations Convention on Narcotic Drugs. Bolivian President Evo Morales set a new path on drug policy by working with coca unions to set strict limits on coca production and looking to develop new legal uses for coca. At the same time, Bolivia established new partnerships with the European Union and Brazil to support limited coca production as an alternative to the United States' zero-tolerance approach. A hemispheric shift occurred in 2009 when the former presidents of Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia concluded that the 40-year war on drugs was a failure, and a shift was needed from repression to prevention. In the aftermath of the April Organization of American States summit in Colombia, Uruguay's President José Mujica called for establishing a legal marijuana marketplace with the drug grown and distributed under state supervision. Across Latin America, courts have upheld the right to use small amounts of drugs for personal use. Colombia's constitutional court recently upheld a law decriminalizing the personal consumption of marijuana and cocaine. The Center for Public Integrity reports the two top Republican super PACs, Mitt Romney's fund Restore Our Future and American Crossroads, co-founded by Karl Rove, have raised over $24 million from corporations for the 2012 campaign. Top donors to the super PACs included hedge funds, coal companies, for-profit colleges, and dietary supplement companies. In contrast, corporations have donated only 5% of the funds raised by the Democrat super PACs. Priorities USA Action, Majority PAC, House Majority PAC, and American Brigade 21st Century, who by June the 30th collectively raised $48 million. Super PACs rose in prominence after the 2010 Citizens United Supreme Court decision, which allowed unlimited individual, corporate, or union donations to independent campaigns. Ironically, in 2010, super PACs were outspent by politically focused 501c4 non-profit organizations. Because these groups claim to be engaged in educational, not political, activity, by law they do not have to disclose their donors, a requirement that super PACs, candidates, and political parties must abide by. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is now investigating groups like American Crossroads and has requested tax returns and financial records. Election campaign finance reformers like Craig Holman of Public Citizen say corporations use campaign contributions to diminish the regulatory regimes that govern their industries. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Nigel Victor Rees.